Hello, and welcome to episode 36 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. Do you want something to drink?
Sure, let me order it, Ray.
Okay, see, this is not what we want.
What?
For, like, first-time listeners. They're gonna be turning on the podcast, they're gonna be like, you know, I'm really tired of listening to podcasts where people are goofing off and they don't say their lines and it's really informal with no real sense of direction. And within 10 seconds, we are to have you like, yeah, just a second, with like a 5-second pause behind it. You got to get out there. You got to do it, Tim. We got to set ourselves apart from the rest.
I've just never bought into that intro, but someday you'll come up with a good enough one that I'll be really into, so...
You said that you'll come up with a good enough one?
No, you will.
Oh, right, yes. Because apparently I'm the script writer of this team.
Yeah, you just read off some sort of script or something.
Which, by the way, I gotta say, all right, I was listening to a podcast, and I was wondering where a certain segment had gone. And they mentioned, oh, if you want to hear this segment, you need to subscribe to our uncut feed, where it's non-edited. And it's a different feed. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll go see what that podcast is. Okay? Dude, that podcast was 2 hours and 40 minutes long. Okay? I don't care how awesome you think you are. Like, does anyone really ever want to listen to that long of a podcast? Like, on a regular weekly basis? I didn't even download it. I was just like, screw that.
Maybe we should try it, Ray.
We should try. We should try to do just one segment for the full 2 hours and 40 minutes.
And we should do what we were going to do, where we were going to, like, whisper a word every, you know, 30 minutes or something, and if they got the whole sentence, we would send them something.
Well, now that we're off to a great start, I'm thirsty, so I'm going to order. Trivia for two, please.
It does go well with a chicken.
Each week, Tim and I try to stump each other on ridiculous video game trivia and determine who is currently the biggest nerd.
Last week, I was the winner, I believe.
Yes, so now...
And this week is no different. Wait, that's a different segment.
Each week, Tim wins. Okay. All right, here's my question for you, Tim.
Are you ready? Action!
Games that come out on the same day as a console's release are called launch titles. What launch titles were available when the Nintendo 64 was released in the United States, if any?
I do remember Mario 64, and I want to say Wave Race was also available. Beyond that, I would just be guessing, so let's leave it there.
I'm sorry, you are incorrect.
What else?
The correct answer was Super Mario 64 and Pilot Wings 64.
Oh, Pilot Wings.
Only two titles, yes.
Really? Okay, Wave Race must have come out soon after.
I think it was soon after, yeah. Actually, that's the title I would have guessed had I not seen the answer first.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Forgot about Pilot Wings 64, that's right. They need to resurrect that franchise.
Do they really?
That's what people keep telling me. I'm not sure why.
Like, just because the game's old. You need to make it again.
Okay, well, I didn't get that right, but neither will you on this question.
Oh, thanks.
Delicious again, Peter.
We've talked about this game before, you and I, maybe not on the podcast, but there's a horrible game made back in 1995 called Justice League Task Force that I'm especially bitter about because I'm a huge Justice League of America fan. And I own all the comic books.
There's a question somewhere here, right?
There is. Okay. The question is, this terrible fighting game with DC's superheroes was developed by a very renowned developer. What developer might that be?
Capcom.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no!
No, was it Konami?
No, it was published by Acclaim, but the developer, this will be a surprise, was Blizzard.
Mmm.
I was a little taken back by that because, you know, Blizzard's obviously well known for Warcraft and Starcraft and Diablo, and everyone loves them, but they sure had a stinker back in the 90s with Justice League Task Force. That game was so cheap that, you know, you could kind of do a low kick over and over again, and your opponent couldn't stand up in time if you did it fast enough. So with one hit, you basically win the whole game. That was how bad that game was, so...
Well, they've always had some interesting console games. Like, they had StarCraft on the N64.
Correct, yeah.
And they also had Warcraft 2 on the Sega Saturn.
Oh, that's interesting.
And let me tell you, I played it on the Sega Saturn, and let me tell you, man... It, like, the longer you went in the campaign, the more memory the game would take up.
Oh, no.
To the point where if I tried to save the game, I couldn't because the console did not have enough memory to save the game. There wasn't enough memory available in the console.
I have never come into that problem before.
I would have to have had deleted all of my game save files just to not even be able to save a save file. Yes. Wow. Good times. Well, I think it's time to break it down with a little segment we like to call Rick-a-Rick-it Remix. Each week I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, from the Dr. Mario song Chill, comes the remix Burning Up by DJ Red Light. If you would like to add the song to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself.
You should pick songs that aren't from OC Remix, because I already have them all, Ray.
Do you really have them all?
No.
Exactly.
Didn't somebody say that at one point?
Well, I mean, I have lots of songs from OC Remix, but I do not have them all. Like, generally, I'll just download songs that I know. And what I've been forcing myself to do is whenever there's a new song, I force myself to listen to it. Because normally I'd be like, oh, I don't know that game, so who cares?
Right.
But it's like, no, it's probably a good song regardless, you know? So yeah, like, the one just went up recently. I had no idea what the game was, but I was like, that's kind of a cool song. I'm going to keep it. I think there's lots of people that have plenty of OC Remix songs, but they're not exactly introduced to all of them.
I think typically we would gravitate to songs that we would know and recognize and...
Because they are remixes.
Yeah, want to hear differently, but there's definitely plenty of good video game music out there I'm sure I haven't heard before.
Right. If you guys ever have any suggestions, send them my way, and I'll see if I'm willing to put it on the podcast.
See if it's worthy
of Ray's appeal. Looks like it's time for our topic of the week. This week we actually have two topics, and we're going to hit one of them now, one of them a little later in the show. The first one up, Guitar Hero Aerosmith just came out this week, and I had a chance to pick it up, and I've been playing it for a couple hours here, and I'm pretty pleased with the songs and everything, but let me put it to you this way, Tim. Here's it's complicated, but...
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing is your favorite song, is that what you're trying to say?
No, listen. All right, so get this. I turn on the Aerosmith game, okay, and I go to the campaign mode. I enter in my name. I start the first song. The song is not by Aerosmith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it not by Aerosmith, but I don't have Aerosmith playing in the background, and I have the same freaking people from the last game, the guy with a big, huge mouth singing, and I'm like... Did I buy the wrong game or something? Because I'm pretty sure I bought Aerosmith. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, I saw the title screen. And basically what happens in the campaign mode is what I've kind of come to realize is the first two songs are like the bands that are opening for Aerosmith.
Oh, I see.
So you play like the opening, and then it's like, oh, time for Aerosmith. And then you play two songs in an encore of Aerosmith. After a while, the setup makes sense, but, like, that first initial play, you're like, dude, It's exactly like Guitar Hero 3. This is ridiculous. Like, I want to play an Aerosmith song. That's what I came here for. So I guess you could get a quick play and jump to that. But the thing that really bugs me about Guitar Hero Aerosmith is that it's clear the whole game is just Guitar Hero 3 with things that have been replaced. Like, there's so many menus. Like, even when you pause, like, before there was, like, the bunny on fire that would kind of float around. Well, now it's just, like, the Aerosmith logo floating around with the same floating animation. It's like, clearly just replaced the graphic and said, all right, that's good. We're good right there. Like, those things really bug the heck out of me. But the graphics are better on the Wii than they were in Guitar Hero 3 last time, slightly. There's some things that are better, and the crowd isn't quite as horrible, because I think they're just 2D now instead of 3D, so... Well, they're 2D, and they've made it really dark, so it's just kind of silhouettes more. Instead of like, oh, let's make them 3D and take up half the polygons of the entire thing, you know? It's like, yeah, we can put those polygons somewhere else, so...
Right.
So...
Now, is it all pre-rendered video like in Guitar Hero 3, then, with the performances?
That was never pre-rendered.
I'm thinking Rock Band here.
Right, Rock Band has pre-rendered.
Rock Band is pre-rendered, that's right.
Just video, but this... What I do like about this one, though, is before, with Guitar Hero 3, when you just had that weird band, they would basically go over, like, the same sort of loops. Like, they would rock a certain way, or they would rock this way, depending on the song, and you'd get used to seeing it all the time, got really old. With the Aerosmith thing, I'm pretty sure that they did the motion capturing with the band, but they did it for each individual song. The way he was singing, he would kind of motion with the song a certain way. It's like, oh, that makes sense with the lyrics. He was saying down, and he was like leaning really far down as he was saying it. So I think it's based on each song instead of just, you know, picking from random animations.
Right.
But it seems to have like the same frickin' like you rock animation when it's over. I keep seeing him swing the microphone stand around the same way. It's like, come on, you gotta come up with at least two or three different like finishing animation anyway.
Now, so are you an Aerosmith fan? Is that why one reason you got the game, or just,
no, I'm not. I wouldn't call myself an Aerosmith fan. I'm a fan of rock and roll, so you know it fits really well for me. It's like, oh, sweet. You know, I enjoy Aerosmith music, I guess. I just can't say I have any albums in my iTunes or anything, so... But for people who already own Guitar Hero 3 on Wii, it's really depressing to play Guitar Hero Aerosmith. If you haven't yet to pick up a Guitar Hero game, it's, you know, still just as much fun. But owning the game from before has definitely hampered my experience this time. I will say, though, that it's probably a lot harder to deal with on the 360 because you've still got downloadable content going on for Guitar Hero 3. And so for Wii, it's like you have to buy this game if you want new songs, basically.
Right.
But for 360 owners, it's like I gotta buy a game that's hardly any different from Guitar Hero 3, basically. It's kind of a tricky situation that I don't really care that they put themselves in, but... Knowing that World Tour is coming out, it kind of helps everything along.
Right.
Which I think they announced World Tour just before Rock Band came out for the Wii so that people wouldn't buy it and would wait. And you know, because...
It seemed dumb because it's like, well, you're going to gut the sales of Aerosmith, you know, but... I think really...
Well, see, the thing is, the Rock Band for Wii came out before Aerosmith. So it's like they tried to one-up that by being like, oh, well, don't buy that either, because we got World Tour later. So I'm waiting to see what Rock Band does just before World Tour comes out to kind of one-up them. It's kind of funny.
Well, it sounds like the Wii version of World Tour won't be nearly as crippled as Rock Band.
Right. It'll finally have all the features, that we've been...
Yeah. So yes. That'll be nice to get a proper guitar game for the Wii.
Speaking of Rock Band, our comic this last week was for Week Band, which, seriously, what's with the name?
You know, I'm getting worse and worse at naming these comics, because that's the last step. Like, I get all the artwork together, I'm ready to post it, I'm like, I gotta call it something, crap. Because I'm like, it's like after a few days of going back and forth, and you've spent all this time, it's like, you finally get to put it up, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna take me 30 minutes to come up with something decent. And I just didn't want to wait.
And that's like the name that people will see from other sites. Like, oh, check out this comic, Week Band. You know, and be like, ah, oh, what? I'm not going to look. You know, sometimes the name can really entice people. In this case, and it's probably my fault because I wasn't around at the time. My internet wasn't working for a couple hours right after I'd finished the comic. So Tim was you know, you're probably like, Ray, help me.
I was like, I can't wait. I'm like, if you get this, this is what I'm thinking, but no. I mean, it kind of went along with the band names, you know, that all had the word we in them, so I'm like, eh, that's good enough.
Right.
So, but the comic itself, I think turned out really well. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, it turned out well, and it was kind of hectic for us, because originally I was going to be starting work last Tuesday, and yes. So I was like, come on, I gotta get the comic done, and then it was like, hey, can you start Wednesday instead? I was like, okay, I got an extra day, and then it turned into, some things came up, let's start next week instead. So, so it was like, slowly but surely, we were given lots more time, so like, originally we were just going to do something really small. We were going to do the different warnings for Rock Band. Right. The different Nintendo warnings for Rock Band for the Wii version. And then as more time kind of approached, we're like, okay, let's cut back those and add different kind of topics we can... to eventually the point where Tim does his normal thing of, I've thought about this for so long, I have 100 ideas, let's do them all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to come up with the warnings for a while, and I came up with like 4, maybe 5, but I really didn't... I wasn't in love with most of them. And I... My initial idea on Rock Band was to make that last panel where we would have like one button controls, which I still really like that idea. So I'm like, you know, we could do that. And then yeah, then I came up with like, you know, what if it had songs that were really simple, and what if people put terrible band names? And the other idea that we didn't use was the Mii's.
Yes. Yeah.
Horrible Mii integration, which Ray pointed out would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah, like I wouldn't mind having a really messed up punk rock Mii, you know? I mean, I think people would really enjoy that. They would go wild with that. So it's like, that's not really a bad thing.
I was like, yeah, you're right. That would be cool to take my Tim character and then add a mohawk or something.
Add some
like
piercings and...
Yeah, so we went with the four panels, and I'm really happy with how they turned out.
You could have, like, your Sarah Mii in the crowd, like, oh, Tim, that's my Tim, that's my husband.
That would be fun. Someday, Nintendo will come up with their own Wii music, yes. Right?
Well, for every great comment comes great comp...
For what? Why don't you say that again?
For every great comic comes great com... I can't say it. I can't say
nope,
it. What's
going
on?
It's not
going
to happen. You know, I think I know what's going on here, Ray. I don't think there were great comments this week. I think quantity over quality is what we had.
Yes, and our normal routine of 30 comments to 50 comments suddenly jumped to 300.
Try 400
like,
now.
You know, like, last week I was kind of like, I'm not real interested in the forum. Yeah, this week I definitely sent Tim an IM of, good God, we need a forum.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not here to rip on fans of our comic.
I am.
You know, we... So there
well,
you go.
First of all, the first problem is...
We got good cop, bad cop, all right? So if you guys want to send hate mail, send it to Tim. If you want love, come to me. I will still love you. Unconditional love.
The first problem is, you know, I worked out a deal with our web host so that he'd only charge us for every... He charges by the comment. So I thought I was getting a really great deal, but then, you know, we're out of business, so we can't do the comic anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
No, the real problem for me is... I get an email every time we get a comment on the site, and I like that because I can quickly respond or take a look at what people are saying. I did not like that this week because literally every minute my little Google notifier, Gmail notifier popped up with a little noise and a little message saying, new comment, new comment, new comment, new comment. So that
did
was
it
a bit...
Say it?
No, but okay. You know, you get the idea.
Right.
But, yeah, that was overwhelming.
As if you had, like, a 30-second song program to play whenever you got an email.
It would just never end.
And you're at work.
Yeah. Well, so, basically, it did accomplish one thing, and that was to light a fire under my butt and get the forum put together. And
which is running, by the way. We do have a forum ready to go. Is this up right now when people are listening? Is this up?
Or? I would say since the podcast is live and people are listening to it live, I would say yes, it is now up. It took many, 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 many hours for me to get just right, I think. But I will say that it's a WordPress plugin, and out of the box, it was highly functional, and I was pretty impressed with how feature rich it is for a plugin. But I did want to tweak it for our needs, and that did take quite a bit of time.
Now, but, we have some different discussion areas, but one of which we don't have like a specific place to talk about the comics or the podcast. And the reason for that is because we still want people to leave a comment about the comic or about the podcast. You can take everything else over there, but if you want to say something specific about things we said in this podcast or things that you liked about the comic, you know, we would enjoy if you would leave it in the comment section.
Yeah, the idea is we have enough time besides this week to check all the comments on the site. Typically, you know, 30 to 50 over a week is like, that's nothing, you know?
Right.
So we want to hear that direct feedback from you guys. But you know, more detailed stuff that goes on in the forums, we're just not going to be able to keep up with. So that's more for you guys to interact with each other, and we'll pop in occasionally and stuff. But, yeah, we don't want to do away with the comment system. We do like that, so...
Yes. So now, Tim, what is your comment of the week?
Oh, I am protesting the comment of the week this week. And we'll tie that in a minute. I think there's something... Some other words that need to be said about...
Oh my gosh.
The comment of the week.
Well, I still love you guys, but I'm going to pick some comments from a different website. Over at Go Nintendo, they posted some people posted some comments. Ridley Slayer said, "Man, I was all set to say weak comic, but it was actually funny. Darn amusing comic ruining my excellent planned comments." Then Hank Peters wrote, "I hate factual inaccuracies. Do the Mario was written by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo fame." Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then Hawk said, "The guy's art is awful. It's kind of funny, but man, he should put some time into his art."
Yeah, like, we get those once in a while, and it's just like...
I kind of take them too personally, too. I mean, I just... Like, anytime I make people angry, you know, it's like I make something to, like, make people happy, and instead, all they can say is, "This guy's art is awful. Like, it's kind of funny, but man, he should put some time into his art." Like, is it really that bad that it looks like I didn't put any time into it? So, of course, Tim, you know, came back with the obligated, no, it's great, Ray. It's awesome.
Well, you know, we don't get these that often. And when we do, they're not typically on our own site. And, you know, occasionally we've gotten people...
We might now that you're flaming us. Our commenters, but...
That's true, but that's just my fault. But sometimes we get people defending us saying, "Oh, I'd like to see you do better." And I've never seen them do better, so, you know, they're just trolls.
I guess that's the thing is, you know you're popular when people start to hate you, right? I mean, that's kind of the, you know... But we're not popular enough to have a Wikipedia page. That's the other side of it.
That's true. We're in the middle. We're somewhere in the middle. But that's okay. I'm okay with being where we are.
I'm like this... It's like anytime someone says a comment like that, I'm like this sad dog, and then Tim has to pet me a little bit and be like, "Oh, it's okay. I have more work for you to do. It's going to be even longer. More work." You'll work even harder and people still won't care.
Watch, it's really me just pretending to be other people so you don't get too full of yourself. Ray, just try harder next time. Just do better.
Go with your heart. All right, well, now it's time for the most dreaded and haunted segment of the 2P Start Live program, the Black Doom Award.
Mwahaha. Not dreaded anymore?
I already mentioned dreaded, but I just didn't want to overdo it.
Okay.
I don't want to put Black Doom in too bad of light. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Vanilla the Rabbit.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to say Wally the Walrus or whatever that was last year.
Benny the Beaver.
Benny the Badger.
Yeah, but... no, but well, the rabbit just doesn't get much better.
I guess not. While I didn't have a comment of the week, I definitely have Black Doom Award to hand out to a few of our posters. Yes, I am continuing the theme of bashing.
They said they wanted awards, right? For certain
they
things.
They did. They said they wanted awards. This is the award. The Black Doom Award goes to DJ12345, Blue Phoenix, and Anon. And to some extent, a couple others, but they're kind of on the fence. Rokai was a little bit on the fence, but it's mostly DJ and Blue Phoenix for basically carrying on an IM chat in our comment section.
You know, there's a lot of places on the internet that you can exchange your thoughts and different. I mean, I knew we were in trouble when they started saying things like, "So what do you want to talk about?" And what are some other golden ones?
Towards the end, when it started to die down, it's like, well, I have to go to bed now or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's like, wait, if you have to say that in a comment, then that's a problem.
I don't know how you guys could do that, because I hate leaving comments. It's a little bit of a hassle for me. Like, you know, like, if I wanted to talk with someone, like, I would get really old having to, like, check the comments and reload the page and type the message and scroll down. There's a lot of wonderful internet dating sites you guys could use if you're really interested.
If you look at the timestamp, it's like 1 minute apart for every, you know, each and every one of them, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, guys. Really.
Well,
really...
I'm a little upset that it wasn't really a terrible choice made related to video games, but...
It was related. And it was a terrible choice. It's a terrible choice to carry on the conversation.
That wasn't related to video games. Yeah.
It's related to video games because it's on our website, yep. Which is related to video games. Yeah, it works.
All right. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Blizzard. And not for that video game you were mentioning from much earlier.
Diablo 3?
No, actually not Diablo 3 specifically, but actually for character design. See, Blizzard had a teaser. For those of you who don't know, there are some of you, trust me. Lately, whenever you went to Blizzard.com, there was a splash image of, like, ice. And every couple of days, the ice was starting to open up a little bit, and you could see something behind the ice in the darkness. And people were trying to figure out, oh my gosh, this is some kind of a big announcement. What is this going to be an announcement for, right? And then pretty soon, you saw two eyes. And then the next time they updated the image, the eyes were much bigger. And people were trying to figure out, whose eyes are those? And immediately, to me, I was like, oh, it's totally Diablo 3. I guess just because the cover, you know, you always see eye, you know, it's like always like a face directly at the, you know, directly at you. And, you know, it's ice, so I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's like hell is frozen over sort of thing. But, like, people started kind of saying what else it could be, and they started showing images of who it could be. And I realized very quickly, wow, the eyes and, like, the eyebrows that are above the eyes are, like, the same thing for all of these characters. It's like, it could have been anybody. It could have been Diablo. It could have been a Protoss. Or it could have been the Lich King from the new WoW expansion. Like, the Lich King is like this ice dude who has the same eyes and eyebrows as the Protoss and as Diablo. It's like, dude, like, oh, I was kind of blown away by how similar it all looked. Of course, this coming from a Sonic fan who, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, this is not Sonic Team. This is freaking Blizzard. And, like, the fact that they can't come up with a better combination of a face is kind of annoying to me, but... So look at the podcast here. I'll have the combined images going on of... Because it really could have been anyone. They probably had multiple images already made up for every game.
Maybe this was their master plan to make all their characters look similar so that
merge
one day...
Into, they can make one giant online multiplayer game.
Yeah, and they'd all, you know, they'd all be believable.
Because it seriously
universe.
Looks like the Protoss. It's got, like, the glowing eyes going, oh, it's, it bugs me to death. It's like, ah. Oh. Was that it? Is that the show?
That's the show, my friend. Have fun on the podcast on the forums this week. Hope they don't break down on you or anything. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Be careful what you say. Tim and I will still nosy around a little bit.
Oh, it will be moderated for sure.
All right. And who'd you give the moderation to, by the way?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, all somebody right. That I gave a black doom.
Well, that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better and not 2 hours and 40 minutes long. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week. Bye-bye from Tim, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say it, and then I'm like, I wonder if Ray would even notice.
Oh.
But he did. Bye-bye.
How dare you.